Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Give this thing a little. Couple of seconds here. It's not quite 10 a.m. Not quite ready for hot papa. Skype is doing its usual spinning around. Uh-oh! Caught you looking. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Office Hours. Stand by for the horns. Here they come. Good morning and good afternoon if you're listening overseas or on the East Coast or Central Time Zone. It's Tim Heidecker. You're listening to Office Hours, coming to you live on Facebook here in Glendale, California at the Absolutely Production Facilities. You'll find us off the 5 Freeway. The 5 Freeway starts down in San Diego, heads on up all the way to Vancouver and beyond. It's an international interstate. Well, wouldn't you know it, we are here, we're live, and I'm here to send you into your weekend, answer any questions you might have, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I have no agenda, folks. I have absolutely nothing, no tricks up my sleeve. I've got no agenda. Nothing on the, I've got no notes. I've got no, there's been no writer's meeting. There has been no conference call or any attempt to prepare myself in any way for the next hour, hour and a half. I'm relying on you, the good graces of you, your wonderful energy, your curiosity, to bring what it needs. What do we need? What do we need? A lot of things going on. I had my child was born, a child, a son, just a little boy, just a little boy. Come down, down from the heavens and the sky. Oh, yeah, he's just a beautiful boy. He makes me so goddamn. Yeah, I guess it's a week ago now. Friday, 5:15 p.m. Charles Heidecker, born safely. He's a little boy. Changing the diapers every day. Bam! All right, let's take some calls.
I'll plug some stuff throughout the show. Who do we got here? Corey.
Tim?
Hey, Corey. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm in San Francisco.
Ooh, one of my least favorite towns in America. Go ahead.
Yeah, it effing sucks here, man.
Okay, we're back. We are back. I've got, who's on the line here?
I am.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that, folks. Let's let the audience come back on. I'm just going to send a quick tweet to let folks know. Office. Hold on, folks. I think we are identifying that, folks. Okay. Actually, you know, it's, well, okay. Are we back, folks? Sorry about that. This is, we, the office hours, community, thank you for your patience. We just were speaking with the Lemon Twigs. I'm not sure when that got dropped off. But we, are back with you. And the office hours really desperately need some tech assistance, maybe an intern or a PA, somebody that can just be manning all these technicals. Like I've said before, it's just me and me alone running the shop here. I've tried to do this system where when I have special guests call in, they're calling into my cell phone, which my laptop answers, and it works sometimes, but sometimes I think it just fries the whole system. Right? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for your patience. How can I help you today?
Congratulations on your baby boy, Tim.
Thank you.
I am actually in the classroom sketch when you met your wife.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So that's season one. I don't know what episode it is, but it's where Eric and I are giving a lecture about the about how to, like, a comedy class.
Yeah, and all these years later, now you have a kid, and it's amazing. And I was a part of that.
And how did you end up being in that sketch?
I was a big fan of Tom Goes to the Mayor, and someone said, "Hey, I work on this show, and these guys need someone to come in the classroom." I said, "Oh, I want to do that."
There you go.
And I did it. And it was in the studio that I think also doubled as like a fetish club or something like that.
Oh, you might be right. We used to go to this. We used to go to this studio in downtown LA that was at night was like a swingers club.
Yeah.
Sex party place where they would shoot pornos and stuff. So, but they had all these like rooms. They had like a teacher's room and a policeman's, you know, a police, or like a jail and a courtroom and stuff. Really like the bottom of the barrel, standing sets, as we say in the business. Standing sets.
My question is, how has fatherhood already changed you? Has it changed your outlook on life and comedy? And thank you for taking my call today.
You're welcome. Well, listen, some of you may know, this is my second child. I'm already a father. I've been a father for three and change. So you can look at my work in the past 3 years and see if there's any evidence of the change. I don't really think so.
Yeah, not really.
Some, you know, I can only point to some diaper specific comedy in season three of Check It Out. Specifically I think maybe the funniest thing, in our library of work, in my opinion, one of the funniest, just dang funniest things is the, brown diaper changing sequence. I know that came after a few weeks of changing diapers and having that on my mind. That's it.
Okay, I have one more quick question. So I love Decker a lot. Decker is my favorite thing ever. And I want to know if you've ever actually sat through a whole Neil Breen movie.
I have seen one of them. Yeah. I've sat through them. That's one way of putting it, yeah.
All right, thanks, Tim. Have a great day, man.
Take care. All right, let's say Luke Tahar. Luke! Hey, Luke!
Tim, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? What can I help you with today?
Oh, I got a lot of questions for you, Tim.
A lot. Well, let's try to stick with two or three.
Two or three. Okay. Okay, so I have this theory about the Awesome Show. You have, it seems to be, there's a lot of comedy about spaghetti, dads. Well, spaghetti and dads, mostly. Why is that, Tim?
I don't, I think there's a lot more going on in the show than spaghetti and dads. I think dads, there's lots of dads. Eric and I thought we've talked about this a lot, but there's something implicitly, funny to us about the relationship that you have with your dad. And it's a weird, thing. And it's, I don't know. It's just, it amuses us. Spaghetti, I don't know. We got a couple of spaghetti bits. We got spaghetti, of course, and then you have the pasta bear from the Crimbus special. I don't think there's been too much other spaghetti house.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a few words that tickle us, you know, and we tend to go back to occasionally, but I don't know. There's not a lot of analyzing and intellectualizing our work when we're making it.
I saw you live in Cincinnati, I think like a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
With Neil Hamburger. And I was sitting in the front row, and you pointed to a person directly behind me.
Okay.
And I thought you were pointing at me. You pointed to someone directly behind me to come up on stage and do a bit with you. Or not to be a part of your bit. That was a question, a joke of some kind. And I ran up on stage, and you were talking to the guy directly behind me.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this, Tim?
No, I don't remember this.
Oh.
How do you think I'd keep all that up in my skull if I had to keep track of all these moments?
I can't imagine how you would.
Brains would be dripping out of my ears.
I just appreciate it. I thought it was really funny because you turned around and made a joke out of it, you know? And I felt like I was a part of the show at that point.
Everybody's,
you know, it felt good.
In my opinion, everybody in that audience at any show I do is a part of the show. You are making the show special for me.
Any plans to go on tour with Eric Wareheim anytime in the future? I saw you guys in Nashville, I believe, in 2014 for your back to school tour.
There's rumblings. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Luke. Hey, let's talk to Ashley Brown. Ashley Brown. Ashley Brown. Ashley Brown. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Tim?
Yes.
Hi.
What's going on?
You're good. How are you?
You sound like a computer for a second there. Where are you? Listen.
I sound like a computer. Oh, no.
It's fine. It was just a little glitch. Where are you calling from? How can I help you today?
I'm calling from New Zealand.
Whoa. No wonder there's a glitch. That's a lot of data being transferred through the atmosphere. What's going on? What are you doing in New Zealand? You don't have a New Zealand accent. You must be visiting.
No, I've lived here for half of my life, so 11 years.
Are you related to James Cameron?
Nope.
Well, how can I help you? What time is it there?
It's 6:20 a.m.
Folks, if you're listening to Office Hours specifically to get certain times in different parts of the world, then it's paying off. It's paying off. So how can I help you today? Do you have a question, comment, complaint? I don't want to feel like I have to do all the work in this relationship right now. I feel like you need to meet me in the middle somewhere.
I just wanted to say thanks, and I look forward to more of your work.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ashley.
And congrats on the kid.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Ashley. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Let's keep the calls coming. The Demon Queen is in town. The Demon Queen.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Looking forward to that weekend.
Yep.
What's
yeah,
up?
Me too.
So where are you calling from? And is what's your name? What are you into?
Well, you see, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Not any of the other fake Pittsburghs. And I just woke up and went, saw you online, so I was like, oh.
Just woke up? What is it? It's like noon. It's like 1:20 there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been awake for like an hour, but kind of a late night last night.
Really? What was going down?
No, nothing. Just, you know, me and the laptop. You know how it is.
What? Where do you work?
At an Arby's. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, my dream.
Yeah, really. Every day is a literal dream.
I got to tell you something, and I don't want to be, sound like a contrarian, like, I don't know what the word is for, like, I'm just like you. But Arby's to me seems like it's like a cheap shot joke, you know, like you see a lot of comedians talk about how bad Arby's is. I'm just going to take the position, and it's coming from my heart. I'm a fan of the Arby's. I like their food. Now, I don't eat it almost ever, right? But when I do eat it, it's great. And they got curly fries. They got that mochaccino, the mocha shake.
Yeah, you know?
The beef and cheddar sandwich is terrific. And they got options there. They've got different options. You can get a turkey sandwich. You can get
a chicken, corned beef.
Right? It's not just the same old burger and bun.
Yeah, they're trying to be like deli fast.
It's like
crafted.
A deli. It's got pastrami. It's got all kinds of different options, and it's terrific. It's terrific.
Anything you want. We got 20 different combo meal numbers.
I'm thinking about them.
How much more do you need?
I'm thinking about them curly fries right now, and how I want them in my mouth. All right, thank you so much for the call, and go Arby's.
Thank you.
It's not that funny to joke about Arby's comics.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting somewhere. All right, hold on. I got to take another call from outside the... Let's see how I can do this. Let's just try it, okay? Let's just try it. Maybe if I do it this way. FaceTime audio.
Tim.
Hey, John, how are you?
Very good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. We were just talking about Arby's.
Do they carry acai bowls at Arby's?
I don't believe so. No, I don't think they do. That might be a good idea for them.
I won't be going there then. That's what I'm into.
But it is interesting because you don't think about doing the Arby's breakfast.
Yeah. I used to love Arby's when I was a young man.
Well, that's what I was saying. Arby's is like a cheap shot joke for a lot of people I hear, you know, like it's an easy way to like say I've eaten something gross, you know. But I think it's above the fold. I think it's above the fold. Is that something you'd say? Or it is it's better than a few of the other places. I like the options you get at Arby's. Beef and cheddar.
Above the fold means in a newspaper, like
I know.
The top.
Above the fray.
Above the fray. You know what I loved about it when I was a kid was you could just have as much of the sauces as you wanted.
Oh, horsey sauce. Arby's sauce.
You can just go up there and grab the whole bottle. Most fast food places do not do that.
No. And the other thing is, like I said on the previous call, you have curly fries as an option. Thank you. And they have a special shake there, the mochaccino shake, I think it's called. The mocha, it's a chocolate coffee shake that they've had since the 90s. Now, they were way ahead of the game, John.
I used to go there in the 70s, dude.
I know, but you know you have Starbucks with all their special coffee drinks. Arby's was doing that 20 goddamn years ago.
I wonder what Graves has to say about Arby's.
Yeah,
you know,
why don't we pull over and get some goddamn Arby's?
You know, they did do one of the worst advertising campaigns ever. I don't know if you recall this, but even as a young man, I was like, that's terrible. The campaign was this: America's roast beef. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Which is an acronym for Arby's. America's roast beef. Yes, sir.
Oh, America RB. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. You can just hear it being pitched in the room. Like, how about this? How about we just use the letters? Yeah, but what about the Y and the S? Well, just say yes, sir. Like something positive.
That was like when we were coming up with Jash, the name Jash for the comedy thing we do. Yeah. And we were like, well, what does it mean? What does it stand for? And we're kind of going around, and it turned out it stands for, oh shit. Now I forgot, but it's, just attitude. So hey, or something. Yeah. So, anyways, anything else you want to add? Cause I do have to run.
I just wanted to mention that I had an acai bowl. And also I wanted to mention, I don't understand how to get your goddamn show. Huh? I go on the Facebook. I go on the Tim Heidecker page. I see office hours coming up. Get ready. I hit play on that video that's on there. And then I get like the first 3 minutes and 20 seconds and it cuts off. Yep. I can't find it anywhere else. I'm lost.
That's because we had a call in this morning early that froze everything. And then I had to restart a new one. So if you'd refresh, you'd find it again. I'm sure of it.
I refreshed. I did. I cannot.
I'm going to set up a tech support, but I don't have it set up right now, so I can't get in.
Please address this issue.
All right, I'll work on it.
I'm not a dumb man. I'm good with stuff like this, and I can't figure it out.
All right. Well, maybe listen, folks, if you can help out, anybody can help out. I'm only one man, as Regis Philbin might say. All right, John.
All the best.
Have a great weekend. Maybe we'll see you soon. That was John Sini. Hello, Daniel.
Wow. Hello, Tim.
Hello. Wow.
Can't believe it.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Oh, can you turn everything down? What's going on there?
Oh, sorry. My cousin's coming in here screaming. Tim.
Hey.
Tim. Sorry.
Hey.
We love you.
Yeah.
I've been like a big fan of your tacos to the man. I got to say, friggin' like congratulations on your baby. Congratulations on everything you've been doing. Congratulations.
Thanks, dude.
We love you.
All right. So, now, is everybody awake now? This is terrific. What an energy to get.
All right. Hold on, Lee. Sorry about that. So
let's bring it back down.
How you doing, Tim?
Oh man, you guys are wired. Where are you? What? I want to find out what gets you guys up.
Tons of cocaine, Tim.
No, you're not.
No, I'm just
please.
Kidding.
Where are you? Where's this energy coming from? How old are you?
22.
And what are you doing at home? Or what do you do? Why are you, how are you able to call in today? Why aren't you being whipped in the back and working like a man?
I'm on the tablet over here. I should be working like a man, but I got hit by a train a month ago and lost my leg,
up.
So
shut the
I'm just
fuck
chilling
up.
Now.
You didn't get hit by a train.
I did get hit by a train. If we were on a video, I could show you the papers. Pedestrian versus train.
Why don't
it
you
was
link?
Really pretty terrible.
Why don't you? Can you link the story into the comments right now?
Yeah, I should be able to. Let me see. Let me see what I can. What I can do.
Are you
here.
Telling me I got somebody on the line who got hit by a train and is now missing his legs?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you are.
This is.
Let's see. Let me.
If this is turning. If this is a goof, I'm going to be so upset.
No. If you were video chatting us, you could see right now.
You know what? I'm going to video chat you. I don't do this normally, but I'm going to video chat you right now so I can confirm to my audience.
All right. Well, first things first.
Hold on, 1 second.
I don't know how to engage that. Are you there?
You just have to understand how much this means to us right now.
No, yeah. So first things first.
Listen, if this is the deal, holy shit! My God, you did get. You are missing a leg. I'm confirming this. Hello, good morning. How are you? Good to see you. I can see you guys, folks. My audience. I'm going to try to do something here. Extremely outrageous. Here we go. There it is. Show your leg again, please. We're not judging you for this. That is the truth. That is the real deal. When did this happen?
This happened about a month ago. I was in Seattle at the time.
Jesus
Christ.
It was
at a restaurant. I went out to go for a little walk. Somehow ended up in a train yard. It was kind of dark, and I don't know why a trail would lead into a train yard. But the next thing I know, I'm waking up, and I got no leg.
Jesus Christ. Well, were you on drugs or something? Were you on drugs or drunk or anything like that? Be honest with me.
No drugs. I mean, like, I really have, like, no idea what happened because I end up in this train yard, and I'm like, yo, I got to, like, turn around. And then, like, I don't know, like, what happened, but, like.
I can't believe this. And it's incredible you're alive.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's amazing.
How has it changed your life? How has it changed your life, your outlook, your perspective? Are you able to keep a good attitude about this?
No, yeah. I mean, ever since, like, the moment, because I've always had a very positive attitude. Like, yeah. I've taken away from my parents, me and my brothers at one point because, like, they were doing drugs.
Yeah.
So that kind of, like, helped me get into, like, a really, like, reinforce my positivity.
Yeah.
And, like, that, like, everything's going to always get better.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, this just kind of really helped, like, reassure that because, like, the moment that I woke up and, like, they were putting me in the ambulance and the guy told me he was going to have to cut off my leg, I was like,
well, here we go. No, it's just the one leg?
By day two.
Just one leg?
One leg, the left leg over here.
So you got one leg that's working good.
Yeah, one leg is working great.
It's not so bad.
It really helped get back on it. Huh?
It's not so bad.
It's what bad?
It's not so bad, right?
No, it's not bad at all. I mean, like, it could have been worse. I could have lost both my legs. I could have lost an arm.
It's incredible. And are you going to have a prosthetic leg? Are you going to get a prosthetic leg?
Yeah, I'm actually going to an appointment soon after this call to go check it out, get my stump shrinker, as they call it. Really weird name. But
I want to talk to the goddamn conductor of this train that hit you. You hear me?
It's a remote controlled train.
It is?
Assholes.
They don't even have a driver on that train?
No.
This is the problem with automation, folks.
Yeah, see? You automate everything, it goes and kills everyone.
This goddamn train has got to have an engineer. If he had an engineer, maybe my friend here wouldn't have been hit by a goddamn train. I'm furious about this. Listen, Daniel, it is a pleasure to talk to you. Your attitude is cheering me up. It's making me have faith in America and kindness and the human spirit. You are a treasure to us, Daniel. You're the number one office hour winner today. How about that?
Thank you so much, Jim.
All right, buddy. You call in any time. Say hello to the family for me, okay? Anything else you want to add?
You got a question for Tim X? I just have to say I love you, and I'm one of your biggest fans, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
We've been with you since the beginning, so.
All right. Stay with it.
More work.
Stay with it. We're not stopping anytime soon. This train don't stop. Speaking of trains, Elton John from 2001. This train don't stop. This train don't stop anymore. Jennifer Delaney. Jennifer. Hello? Jennifer. What the?
Hi. Tim, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from? Who?
Sorry, I am calling from just outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I work at a CPA firm, and I'm trying to get away from all these accountants right now.
Oh, God. Run as fast as you can.
I'm trying, just so I don't get caught chit-chatting when I should be doing tax returns.
Well, It's not a busy time of year for you.
It is because we have a deadline coming up this Saturday.
Okay.
For all the Richies that were able to
extend,
exactly.
So how can I help you?
I just wanted to say congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
I'm a huge fan. I've been watching you and Eric for about 5 years now.
Thank you.
My sisters and I love you.
Thank you.
Kind of.
Well, listen, you're breaking up. It's very nice to hear from you. I wish you all the best. Okay, Jennifer?
Thank you.
All right. We do our best. Can you believe that call, by the way? Not her. That was a waste. I'm talking about, I get such interesting calls. Guy gets hit by a train and he's on my show. Andy, longtime caller. How are you? Andy. Nope. Jeffrey Wells. Jeffrey Wells.
Hello.
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 Tim.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing actually really good today. Off of work early and just kind of enjoying it at the moment.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah, I have an advice question for you.
Go for it. I'll do my best.
Okay, I am trying to get a web series started, but I don't even know how to make that happen. Like, I have a camera, I have some of this stuff done, I have a little bit of it filmed, but not all of it. But I don't know, like, what exactly to make it exactly, like, how to make it viable or to make it last for a very long time and to keep people interested.
Well, you can't really control that. You just have to start making it, and it either sinks or swims, right?
You think you just hope for it?
I don't know anything about it.
Should I tell you it?
I guess.
I'm scared people will steal it.
No.
I'm not fooled yet.
Well, give me the broad strokes, as we say.
Okay, I'll just tell it to you. I think you get it. And then actually maybe your audience can help me out a little bit with it, because that would be cool too. Because it is very, like, story oriented from people. Okay, so the idea is, it's called the Shitty Dude series. One of my friends was telling me a story about she got hit on by these two dudes separately trying to do poetry at her. And that just seems wrong. But what we wanted was mostly to get people to send us in their shitty dude stories and let's film them and then try to put them out. And then just see how that goes.
I like it.
You like it?
Shitty dude. The shitty dude stories. And maybe you'd have sort of a, would it be all women telling these stories, or would it be men and women?
It'd be men and women. I already have another one from a guy.
No, I mean, so these don't have to be sort of romantic things. They can just be like,
just a shitty dude story.
And so do you have any of these shot, or do you have any samples of how this would work?
I have the first half of one shot. I'm relying on people letting me into a bar to film there. And we got halfway through one before we had to go and got kicked out, but I haven't been able to get back in since, so I'm still in the middle of filming it. But we should be able to do that next Sunday.
Okay. Well, it seems like you got yourself a decent idea. What do you think, guys? Let's get some reaction from the crowd here. We get some thumbs up.
I can't see what they say because I'm on my phone. So okay. If you could let me know, that
I'll let you know.
Cool.
What do we think about the Shitty Guy series? Would it be something you guys would check out? Let me see if I can get some.
If they want to, I already have an email set up.
Not really any reactions coming. We got some thumbs up coming in. I think it's a positive idea. I'll be honest with you. I'm usually going to be, you know, people expect me to go, fuck you, get the fuck off my call. If I hear a decent idea, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Now, awesome. It's all about the execution, isn't it?
That's what I'm mostly worried about. Is I'm scared it's like an idea that's past my current talent level.
Right. Well, but there's lots of talented people you could sort of hand this off to. There's lots of talented people that are looking for assignments, projects, concepts. What is your, where are you located?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I bet you can go down to New Orleans and get lots of shitty dude stories, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I have a few stories in line already. I'm just scared that, like, you know, I don't know too much about sound yet. So that's like one of my downfalls.
Well, listen, these are not the problems you should be worried about. There's people, tradesmen, that can help you when it comes to the technicals, you know?
Yeah. Well, that is fair. I can't afford them yet.
I understand.
This is just like me trying to get this started from scratch.
Well, listen, the sound quality on your iPhone is good enough for this. What I think you should do is get a couple of these stories logged in, you know, film them. Film the woman, the woman or man telling the story. And then maybe just write out a little outline for how it would go. You know, just describe what the show would be.
Yeah, I think it'd just be little snippets or vignettes of just, you know, those stories, just acting them out. And I think...
Well, right. I mean, but listen, there's a way... There's a great way to do that, and then there's, like, a lousy way to do that. So it is about the execution. It's about finding the right actors, and are you going to do it... You don't want to do it like Drunk History, right? Because that's been done.
Yeah, that's been done. I don't want to do it like that. I want to do it as, like, straightforward as possible to, you know, like, get at least a bunch of these people who had shitty dude encounters and stuff.
These guys have got... I mean, these have to be good stories. Are they good stories?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping for, mostly. Is And a few of them that I have already are pretty good stories that are down there. I'm just... scared of the technicals.
People like hearing stories, obviously. We've been hearing stories since man has built campfires. We want to hear stories that either confirm something that we know about ourselves or the people around us, that that say, I've been in that situation, that's happened to me, so therefore I don't feel so alone, right?
Yeah.
And you also want to give people something that they can relate to and that they can be a little bit engaged in because they don't know where it's going.
Yeah, that's true. I need a few, you know, curveballs in there, I guess. You said there was like a lousy way to execute it and a good way to execute it. What is the lousy way to execute it?
Well, if you've got some bad actors and it's corny and it's trying to be too funny or it looks like crap, it looks like a reenactment from some, you know, murder detective show or something. You know, it's got to have its own style and it's hard to say. You'd have to kind of work on it. I mean, you could do it as an animated thing. But I think what you need to do is let's move on from this, okay? I've given you tons of great advice. Let's just take it one step at a time. I think put together a little package that has some of these stories in it. So if we could say like, oh, actually, I'd love to see that story acted out. Send it my way. Send me a link on Twitter. Okay?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or on Facebook here.
On Facebook, yeah, office hours, wherever I can.
Wherever you think you can get a hold of me, I'll keep an eye out for it. It's an intriguing idea. We're always looking for new talent. Jeffrey, you seem like a reasonable guy. I want you to I want you to do what's best for you. All right? I got to go. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm trying. Thank you so much.
Isn't that something? Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil. Phil.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
What's happening, bud?
Not much. You're sounding great. Clear, clean.
You do, too. You sound very well rested for having a young son.
Yeah, I've been getting good sleep. This baby just sleeps pretty much most of the night, and when he's waking up, I just keep sleeping. So
that's awesome.
You know, that's bound to change. I know that. But right now, it's been pretty good. So how can I help you, Phil? Now, Phil, I noticed you had a story. I saw you on Twitter. You said you've got some story for us.
I do have a story, only if you want to hear it. I was kind of
I think I just gave the lane to you.
You did. You did. I just want to be sure that the lane is open. It's a pretty funny story, pretty embarrassing story.
Uh-oh.
But I'll share with your listeners.
Let's keep it succinct, right?
Right, correct. Do my best to do that. So
story time.
Yeah, this is my story about the old days when there was a Blockbuster video and you used to go out and rent movies and so forth. And Halloween time is coming up, as you know, and Halloween is one of my favorite movies for Halloween. So I had decided that I was going to rent this movie one night, went to the Blockbuster video, and walked into the aisle where the Blockbuster keeps their horror movies and so forth. And there was a couple standing nearby, and they were contemplating renting this Halloween movie. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, they're going to rent it.
That's the only copy they had?
Well, yes, because they only have, Blockbuster only had, you know, one copy of every movie. So somebody took it.
I wouldn't go for new releases. If on new releases, they'd have a whole wall of, you know, Patriot games or something like that.
Well, this isn't the Rob Zombie version. This is the 1978 version, the original.
So there's one copy there. It's got the empty box, but behind the empty box is the Blockbuster container featuring the actual VHS. Let's just visualize that, right?
That's correct. So there's two couples, man, woman, and another couple. And they're like, what do we get? And some girl says, well, let's get Halloween.
Uh-oh.
So that disappoints me. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to hang back here. Let's see what they do. And they're arguing about it back and forth a little bit. And then they finally can't decide. So they walk away from the movie. So that's my opportunity to move in and grab it. So I go grab it. And as I turn, I kind of put the movie in front because I didn't want them to think I had gotten this movie based on their talk about the movie. For some strange reason, I just decided I had to do that. I don't know why. And as I do it and turn around, I hear behind me, oh my God, somebody's taking the movie. So now normally, you know, a normal person would just say, oh, hey, sorry, I just want to rent this movie.
Well, they'd moved away from that. They've moved away from that choice, no?
Yes, but for some reason I decided to hide the fact that I had the movie.
You mean you put it like up your shirt?
No, just kind of put it in front of me, but turned my back to the people and walked away in the opposite direction.
What's their business with you now? I don't understand what their business would be with you at this point.
Well, I'm getting to it. Okay. So I just decided just to keep, I'm going to keep walking. And I pick up my pace a little bit and keep walking and decide, well, I didn't go directly to the checkout. I decided to ditch the movie behind another movie somewhere else in the store and hide it and then act like I'm going to peruse around the store a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, a minute goes by and then one of the girls comes up and says, excuse me, did you just take the Halloween movie from the aisle? And again, I can't explain why, but I just decided to refuse to admit that I did. And I said, no,
I did not.
So she looks at me kind of funny. It's like, okay, walks away, goes back to her group. And I continue to browse around. So now we're in this cat and mouse game of, well, did he take it or did he not take it? And she comes back a second time and she says, look, just tell me if you took it and hid it somewhere in the store because I didn't have it on me.
This is the woman that was going that thought about renting it, but then moved on.
Correct. And so she's confronting me about it pretty hardcore now. And she's like, just tell me if you, did you take the movie and hide it somewhere? And I said, I looked at her like she was crazy. I'm like, no, I absolutely did not.
How old are you at this point, by the way?
too old to be doing this. But I was probably in my early 20s. I think I was probably like 20, 21, something like that. And just decided at this point, you know, I'm just going to hold my ground and not admit to anything. And so she goes back and you can see her. I can out of the corner of my eye see her discussing with her friends and she's all, they're all confused.
Okay.
So I can't go back and get it and then go rent it. Cause at this point they're kind of watching me and I'm kind of moving around the store a little bit, hoping they'll give up and then they'll leave, but they don't leave.
Jeez.
And I'm not leaving. So eventually, just to get to the cut to the chase, I just end up walking out of the Blockbuster and don't fit anything, and I leave the movie hidden away forever.
Yeah. Oh man, Phil, did you go to you know Hollywood Video or something and buy a copy of that? I think you should just own a copy of that movie at that point.
Well, I definitely own one now because I didn't want that to happen again, so I do own it now. But no, I just never. Didn't rent the movie that night.
Let me tell you something. I know people are going to give you shit on the message board here about this story. I love that story. It was real. It was specific. It didn't have a good ending because life doesn't always provide you with good endings. It wasn't manufactured. It was from the heart. I felt the tension in your this real life nightmare. I mean, it's got bedtime stories plot written all over it, doesn't it?
It does. And believe me, I was, you know, the adrenaline was really flowing there. And, you know, the continuous accusations and confrontations
it's incredible.
Store.
And fuck her, of course, for giving you that energy. It's like she moved on. She had an opportunity to rent Halloween and she didn't. So that's how it goes at Blockbuster. Can you imagine? Thank God we didn't. What a strange world we lived in for a while, where we were. There was that. Now, of course, you can just get. It's so easy to get everything, but there was a lot of tension that went into. I want to see this movie. I have a little very quick story about Blockbuster. Hopefully, doesn't rise to the level of your story. But I remember in my late high school years, really getting into film and really wanting to know more about these movies, classic movies and stuff, and especially the 70s and Scorsese and Coppola and all this stuff. And my dad knew about all that stuff because he was alive when those movies were coming out. So he's like, oh, you got to see Apocalypse Now. You got to see Apocalypse Now, right? I'm like, yeah, got to see Apocalypse Now. I got to see Apocalypse Now. Go to the Blockbuster, and they don't have a copy. The guy working there's never heard of the damn movie. How do you like that? And we were just kind of like, you never heard of Apocalypse Now? And you're working.
They didn't vet their employees very well. No. Yeah,
he made us seem like he made my dad feel like it didn't exist. Like there's no there's no movie called Apocalypse Now. He was so sure of it. This guy working there. There's no movie called Apocalypse Now. Trust me. Get out of my store.
Well, it's like you said. The competition was fierce in there. So, if you didn't get what you want, you were just out of luck.
Yeah. All right, Phil. I'm going to take off, and all the best to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tim. See you.
All right. That was a good. I like that story, and because it feels so. Yeah. Very nostalgic to me. Michael, mute the stream, please. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Tim, hey. I got a question for you, man. I'm a big fan. I like a couple of your... I like your pages on Facebook and stuff, but all these ads keep popping up to sell T-shirts that I don't think are licensed by you guys.
They are not, and I'm very upset about it. Eric and I are both very upset about it.
They're crummy T-shirts too.
I know, they're lousy.
They don't make it look good.
But you know what we did? We actually there was one that we thought, well, gee, that is actually pretty good. The spaghetti one. That we just ripped off their design and made our own. So we're selling that one. That felt good just to say, well, what leg do you have to stand on? No offense to my previous caller.
can you legally go after these goons?
I don't think so. I just wish, Facebook, for Christ's sake, who is so quick to shit can these episodes whenever I play more than 2 minutes of music. So I wish I could sit on this show and play you guys music, because I would love to. I'd love to sit here and play some of the Lemon Twigs.
Listen, I loved when you tried to crowbar in the Jesus Christ Superstar. Sorry, they weren't cool with that.
But when it comes to this, they're fine. We've complained. We've asked to block these ads and stuff, and there's a few of them I think you just can't say anything about because it's sort of public domain stuff, like the Tim and Eric for President shirts, which are so bad.
So bad. They do that with a lot of bands and stuff.
Yeah, and it's just like they're really, I don't know their business model, but I think they just spread that really thin and wide over a variety, like a ton of properties, and just sort of see if they can get a few here and there. But I don't know if we could shut that down because, we don't have a trademark on the name Tim and Eric, I don't think. Mm. But when they use actual images and characters and stuff, it's rotten. And then they frame it as this like Tim and Eric fan club group when it's nothing connected with us at all. And, we've always done our own merch from the very beginning. We've made shirts and we take some pride in making the shirts be kind of unique, and we don't just throw any garbage out there,
Right.
So we would love to shut that down. And I think people don't really pay attention close enough to see that it's not coming from us. But these are problems that my father would say. Why don't you call the kid in Ethiopia? See how he's doing. That's what he'd say, right?
Yeah, so you're right.
I can only invest so much energy into caring about it. But if you do want to know that the only place to get genuine Tim and Eric or on cinema merchandise, whatever it may be, it's all just on the timanderic.com website. If it's not coming from that site, it's not the real deal.
Great stuff on that website. I've got some stuff.
Thank you so much, Michael Patrick Leahy.
All right, hit him with the hein.
All right. There's a Stern reference for everybody. Dylan Shell?
All right, hit him with the hein.
Hey, Dylan.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Everybody, gotta listen for Dylan.
Great. Oh, wow.
Dylan Shell.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm good, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fargo, North Dakota.
Hey, that's home not too far from the home of Bob Dylan himself.
Yes, sir.
Billings.
Hey, you were here about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy your time here? I saw you. It was a great show.
I had a great time at that show, and I felt Fargo was fascinating to go to. It was a nice little strip you got there, nice little downtown. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, I got a couple of quick questions for you. Let's see. So three big aspects in my life are philosophy, music, and comedy, and I just have a quick question related to all of them. What philosophy book has influenced you most, if any? I don't know if you really get into that. And I wanted to know your favorite Andy Kaufman bit, and then if I could get a musical suggestion that you haven't given on the show before, that'd be great.
Okay, well, that's a handful there. Philosophy books, I don't know. I don't read. I took a philosophy class in college. I didn't connect. It was very confusing to me. All that's philosophy. It's very. I mean, what is it? You got Descartes. He's pretty good.
Right.
I couldn't answer you there, pal. I mean, I was raised Catholic, you know. So
yep, no problem.
There's a lot of. A lot of baggage up in there about, it's all swimming up in my head, all the stuff I learned about, original sin. And I tend to have a very simple view of the world that I'm a humanist, I guess you'd say. Is that a fair description? Do you believe in that? You don't need the presence of God to justify behavior.
I heard a few of your views on Duncan's podcast once. I thought that you explained it pretty well.
Well, I'm sure, yes. That might be a good place to turn to if anyone would be so curious to find out my thoughts, because I was probably really... Duncan is good at leading me in certain directions to get me to talk about certain things. I don't believe you need a supernatural God to be... decent to people, and generally it's self-rewarding and beneficial to everybody to do a few, behave in what we describe as in a good way or reasonable, respectful way. Now,
sure.
We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We do. We definitely hurt people and disappoint people all the live long day.
Yes.
Second question was favorite Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Right.
Well, for me, it's this talk show he did.
With his desk way up.
With
the
desk
air?
Way up, and specifically the performance he had on the one hit wonder, like 50s, 60s crooner who he had on. And that's a life changing bit for me. So that was when he had this guy on. I can't remember the guy. He was like a guy who had one hit back in the 60s, and he had him on to sing, and he had him do he did a recent song of his, like sort of a lounge act kind of thing.
And
they
said,
they said, can you do the song you did when you were a teenager? And the guy couldn't really remember how to do it, and it was the most awkward, uncomfortable few minutes. It was awful now thinking about it. But that really killed us. And third question was
music.
A musical suggestion that you haven't given on the show before?
Let's see what I've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of Bruce because I just read his biography, which is fantastic. I'm not going to give you... So, yeah, listen to... But I always talk about him, don't I? I got one. Well, I can't remember. I'm such a... I have a terrible memory today. I apologize. I've got a recommendation. It's not musical, but I've been happy to find this. Somebody, I think J.D. Harmayer from Stern Show sent this to us, where he posted it. It's the new Alan Partridge special that came out called Scissored Isle. Are you familiar with Alan Partridge, Steve Coogan?
No, I'm not, but I will
check him out. All right, well, so Steve, first of all, just go down the rabbit hole there. Alan Partridge, fantastic. Many, many years of great comedy coming from him. So I don't know exactly, maybe people on here might be able to tell you where to start with that. But
okay.
The latest thing he did was a this special called Scissored Isle, like scissors, you know? Scissored Isle, like an island, Scissored Isle. And it's on dailymotion.com. You can find it. It was broadcast in England on one of the BBC channels, but the only place you can find it here in America is online on Daily Motion. I laughed so damn hard at this thing. I've watched it a few times now. It's great, great, great comedy. It's a nice break from all the depressing news out there, I think. And go ahead. You were going to say something.
Wonderful. Could I give you a musical suggestion? Have you listened to much Chopin, the classical composer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just going to recommend his Mazurka, Opus 17, number 4. You've probably heard of it, though. But
I have not. Can you post it in the comments, please?
I don't have a Facebook going right now.
Well, when you get to it, I'd love to hear
it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Yes. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Dylan. All right. We got some classical music recommendation. I got to play some classical music for my son. I think I did that for my daughter, and it increases her brain capacity by 2,000%. If I play a little Mozart, a little Beethoven. Who's this? Aaron?
Hey, Tim. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. I called you before a few weeks ago about the Springsteen stuff. So we chatted about him. Did you enjoy the autobiography?
I flew through it. I read that thing in like 3 days. It was great.
Me too.
You kind of skimmed through some of that early stuff about growing up. But I thought it was great. He's a great storyteller. He seems like a genuine guy, nice guy, kind of still amazed that he gets to do what he does. Guy starts from nothing, really comes from poverty and works his ass off to get to where he is, and absolute genuine admiration and respect for the man. Definitely in my top five guys.
Totally agree with you. It's the whole depression thing was kind of a bombshell for a lot of people, but that didn't surprise me, because I mean if you read his lyrics, the guy seems like he went through a lot of shit. He
sings a lot about suicide.
Yeah, so it seemed obvious to me, but it was just more like the struggle of like what he had to go through to be famous.
There's a thing that happens when, and I've experienced this from to a much lesser degree, much smaller degree, is you work very hard, and you have aspirations towards something, and you work very hard, and it's fun work and it's satisfying work and you enjoy doing the work. It doesn't even feel like work, but you get what you envision and assume is what you wanted. You get to that place. You know, for me, it was getting a TV show, getting to make our work that and get to live off it and get to, have opportunities and have an audience and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you get all that stuff and then you're still who you are. You know, it doesn't solve, it doesn't answer, it doesn't fulfill anything that real in you, because you're still who you are. There's still aspirations. There's still things you're not doing, you're not successful at. You know, you have new benchmarks. There's no like sort of reaching the top of the mountain and feeling satisfaction. On top of that, when you're not doing that work and when you're not out there and the adrenaline's pumping and you're either shooting something or you're engaged in, doing a live show or you're really in it, you're flying. You're not aware. You're not really aware of yourself. You know, it's when you're not working and when you're in a place of supposed rest or vacation or in between projects or whatever it is, when you feel this restlessness and depression can set in and sort of what do I do? You know, what do I do? Who am I? What am I doing? What should I be doing? What could I have been doing? What? How did I screw that up? Why did this happen? You know,
Well, you just described Bruce perfectly. Out there at 67.
Exactly. You know? And there's true medical, you know, there's like a chemical thing that happens with adrenaline and, the performing live for 60,000 people, whatever it is, it's got to be incredible amounts of adrenaline pumping into your brain. Yeah. And that's like it's a drug. It's truly a drug. And when you don't get
there's no comparison. There's no other way to simulate that either. Like that. Imagine being in front of 60,000 people playing music. I mean, that's just gotta be the biggest high you can think of. What you just said, it kind of ties into something I wanted to ask you about. I spent basically the last 4 years making this website that it's called DreamCoin, and the point of it is that I have a lot of ideas, and so what the site is you can put your ideas on there, and people can go in there and pay to see them.
Huh.
And so every idea starts at zero DreamCoins, right? And when someone pays to see, they'll pay zero. If they like it, it goes up to one DreamCoin.
Okay.
The next person has to pay one dream coin to see it. And then so the value is based on how many people liked it or not. Because if they don't like it, it goes down by one. Well,
what are these ideas? What would be like a one idea? Just like.
So I'm looking at the site now. So one of the ideas I put in there was a prank show where musicians would go into like Guitar Center. And yeah, I don't know if you've been in Guitar Center much or those kind of shows,
of course,
but
yeah. Is this Dream Coin? Dream
you have,
Coins?
You have or clowns
Dream...
who go in there.
Is this Dream Coin? I'm looking at
it's Dream Code.
Dream what?
It's dreamcode.in.
Oh, Dream Co.
Dreamcode.in.
.in. Okay, that's weird. What does IN mean?
It's India. It's because someone took the dreamcoin.com and I was like, all right, let's just make Dream Coin. Does it come out?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it. And unfortunately, calls keep getting in the way. But all right.
Gotcha. Okay, so you got the prank show, right? And you got clowns who go in, they wail away on the guitar, and they sound like crap, right? And it's the employees want them to shut up and, you know, whatever. But what I was thinking with the prank show is you have actual legends go in there, act like they're nobody. Like Jimmy Page walks in. And he's just diddling around the guitar, and people want him to shut up. Maybe he starts playing like the Stairway to Heaven solo or something, and all of a sudden he just hits it and like really does the real thing, right? And so the show would show everybody in the store like looking around like, holy shit, that guy's really good. And then they realize it's actually Jimmy Page. And
all right, well, that's one idea.
It's one idea. So
many. It looks like there's lots of ideas here. Check out dreamco.in. It's a neat concept. I don't know about the ideas themselves, but that's a part. I guess part of the idea is it's almost like a Reddit thing where you're up voting. Good for you. I'm glad you're able to come on my show and plug your website. Okay, is that what this is about?
Well, I mean, the point. Well, no, the point actually wasn't that. The point was that because the one guy called about the drunk history kind of show.
Yeah.
And my problem is that the reason I made the site is because I'm not good at executing ideas. Like, I have the ideas, but I don't know what to do with them. And so when that guy was calling, it made me want to ask you, I don't know what suggestion you have. Because you said that if you have a good idea, you can maybe pitch it to somebody who's looking for a project or that sort of thing. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how I could reach out to people with my ideas.
Well, you're literally doing it right now. And you've just exposed this website to me and to my audience and the people that will be listening to this on the podcast as the years go by. So I guess just, you know, you have the internet at your disposal. You know, it's hard. I mean, I'll take a look at it.
Well, do you think it's better to go, like, if I just went to L.A. and started meeting people and started sharing ideas with them, or do you think the internet can suffice?
I think it's I advise people not to rush out to L.A. before there's any kind of momentum going, because it can be a scary, dangerous, not dangerous, but it can be an overwhelming place, and it's better to establish your voice a little bit stronger and get a little bit more muscle built before jumping into the big leagues. Not that being in L.A. is the big leagues, but I don't know where you're at. Where are you at?
Well, I'm in Chicago now, but
it's a great place.
I was actually – it's something about Chicago stops me. I feel like I have trouble finding the creatives, which might seem crazy to you. I don't know, but –
I never knew many. I mean, I had some friends, but I wasn't in any kind of clique or comedy group or anything like that.
Well, I have friends who are in Second City, and we talk, and that seems like a potential thing, but I'm not sure where to go or how to really make something out of it. And so I find myself just online, like maybe I'll make a YouTube video of something, but then it's just like...
That goes nowhere.
Yeah, it's just something, the execution. It's about...
Well, not everybody gets to do this, okay?
Well, okay, because another one of the things...
Not everybody's going to be good at it.
Right, well, and that's the thing, because I want to make
something... If you're not good at it, then you're not good at it.
Well, and yeah, and so that's something that you have going for you, is that you're very good with, like, on cinema, right? I've seen other people try to clone it on YouTube and that kind of thing, and they're doing the same thing you're doing in terms of the approach, but the execution is totally different.
I know.
And it's terrible.
I'm good at what I do.
Right.
Thank you, Aaron. I got to go. I wish you the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for sending us the website. Everyone check it out. It looks like there's lots of good ideas here. Maybe you and some of the other people on the call here on the office hours can hook up, and you're in Chicago, get on Tinder, check each other out. All right. See you,
thanks,
Aaron.
Man.
Bye.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know how to help everybody. People complain about not being good at things. Well, either work hard, just keep plugging away, or just say, listen, this isn't for me. I like comedy. I like making stuff, but whatever. It's not the end of the world. I don't get to do this stupid shit. Blair!
Tim!
What up?
Hey, Tim, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm just winding things down here. Looking forward to the weekend. I was going to do some Alex Jones for you guys, but no one's really prompting me into that territory.
I heard a little Alex Jones creep into one of the things you were saying earlier. I can't exactly remember what it was, but I heard that twinge of it.
I know. Sometimes it sneaks in naturally, but
you were talking about the train, and you said, this is what happens when the automation takes
over. There you go. So I don't know if people want the Alex Jones thing or not. There doesn't seem to be a lot of people calling in saying we want it. It's just kind of one of those deals. But how can I help you today?
I was calling. We talked about a week ago about furniture, your favorite beds, and the storm that was coming. I'm in St. Pete, Florida. I know you were talking to John C. Reilly earlier, and I saw that Step Brothers 2 is filming down here. I was wondering if you were going to be down in our neck of the woods making any cameos in that type of department.
I don't know anything about that. I don't think that's accurate information.
Really? Oh. Well, never mind then.
From what I know, that's not... It's some other deal. But I don't... Okay. What do I know?
Can we...
Go ahead.
Oh, what?
Go ahead.
Can we expect to see you in any other major motion pictures or any other projects besides Jash and Tim and Eric type stuff?
There's some things in the can that are coming out soon.
Okay, cool. I also, Tim, I have one more question for you.
Go ahead.
So I found a clip. I think it's a thing that was on HBO that you and Eric made called Father and Son, and you were like driving a car and
yeah.
There's
Father and Son.
And I was wondering, I've been trying to find it like online or anywhere, like the full thing, and I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, so that was part of Funny or Die Presents, which was on HBO, and they're available. I think you can watch it on the HBO Go, or they probably put a DVD out. If you look on Amazon, they might have put a DVD out of that. But it's HBO, so they're good about taking shit offline when it's, you know, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want just the stuff that they paid for to just be on YouTube. Or
that's true.
So, you know, there you go. If you really want it, you can probably find the DVD or on iTunes or, you know, a variety of sources, but it's going to cost you a couple bucks.
That's true. Also, I thought of one other thing. I know you were talking about philosophy earlier, and I was thinking maybe you were talking about Descartes. And I was like, maybe Special Agent Jack Decker's favorite philosopher would be Descartes.
That could be. It's very clever. Thank you, Blair.
Thanks.
who do we have here? All sorts of people. We got Jacqueline. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you? Hey, Jacqueline, did you see did you see the Splitsider write the thing about office hours? Did you happen to see that?
No.
Oh. Splitsider website, Meg Wright, I think her name is, wrote a really lovely, nice little article about this thing we're doing here, Office Hours. It was very complimentary of this silly show we do. And I think she mentioned one of your calls in the article.
Really?
Yeah. So
you know who I am, right?
Of course.
Okay.
You're the one that was taking comedy classes at Andy Dick's house in Malibu.
And I have 4 kids.
Yes.
And I do Muay Thai. Yes.
But
yeah, don't forget those things.
But
so,
I,
yeah.
And I'm quick to hang up on you. So how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know if you're going to be doing any stuff with Vic Berger again anytime soon.
We're talking about some things, sort of what to do next. I'd love to do more stuff with Vic, and we're working on what that could be. So, you know, he's still keeping busy, making lots for him to do.
Yes.
So nothing to announce right now though, darling.
Okay. What was that thing again that the lady mentioned on my call? Can we post that somewhere or?
I think if you look up, just post it here. It's on splitsider.com. I think it's like 5 bits of wisdom from Tim Heidecker's Office Hours. It's just a little article about the podcast whatever it is. So take a look. You could post it in the comments. We'll talk about it. By the way, subscribe to the podcast if you're interested, and like and comment and do all the things that make it rise to the top of the pile.
Indeed, yeah. I will.
Couple more calls.
Thanks,
Jacqueline. Couple more calls. Let's take Jason here. Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, Tim. Good. How are you doing? Happy Friday the 14th. So close. We missed it. We missed it by a day.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, well, geez, we could get real close. Close but no cigar, he said.
Oh, it's back. So I love it so much.
It's funny because he goes, Friday the 13th. I was thinking, is it Friday the 13th? He goes, no, it's actually Friday the 14th.
And then there should be shirts that just say, miss it by a day.
Jesus. This is usually part of the 13th, but it's now right in the 14th.
See how high you can get it. See how high you can get it. Go higher, go higher. Higher, higher, higher.
All right, it's as high as I can go. How can I help? There's Mr. Region. What do I call that guy? Giggleman.
Giggleman, the giggles man. Yeah, Giggleman's, I think that's. Do you write the captions for the podcast?
No. Oh, maybe I do. Maybe I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Somebody called it Giggle Man. Yeah,
Giggle.
So I was like, all right, that's the perfect name for it.
He's my favorite new guy.
He's good.
He's the worst. So how can I help you today?
What was that?
How can I help you today?
Well, I mean, are you, when you're here in Austin for Sound on Soundfest,
yeah.
I mean, are you, do you need any interns to watch your set for free?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, hey,
what's your, I can put you on the guest list.
Sorry, no big deal. That would be wonderful.
Why don't you send me send me a note, today and, I'll do my best and let you know.
Yeah. Either or. I mean, I've always figured the question's always good. Asking a question.
By the way, always ask folks if I'm coming to your town, because they give you a big old guest list, you know, and I don't know
like
anybody.
30 plus.
I, you know, if I'm doing like Cincinnati or something, I don't have anybody in Cincinnati that I know or I'm friends with. It's like, just give me a, you know, if you ask, I'll do my best.
See, I've always wondered if people get like annoyed by that. It's like, well, because you're a position in power somewhat.
I don't know. So it doesn't bother me. I mean, you know. I'll do it.
I can. FedEx
out today. All
right. Cool, man. I'll send you a link. Thank you so much.
Jason.
I appreciate it.
I keep giving. George Burton. George?
Oh, hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Show's okay?
Yeah. What's that? Where's
I was just asking how the show was.
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's, you know, I don't know if it's, I'm just kind of taking these calls all day. There's nothing really to it.
Well, there's a lot to it, Tim. Like, I've been exposed to your audience kind of through this method. And I found out that I'm not really alone. There's a lot of other people.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. My connection.
No, you sound good. Can I help you with anything in particular?
Yeah, I had prepared a few questions for you. Would it be okay if I fire away?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Oh,
rapid fire.
These questions you can kind of just answer. Hey, what was that?
I said rapid fire. Go ahead. George?
To me.
Oh, boy, George, you're breaking up, Bubba. I got to hang up on you. Sorry, we'll have to get you some other time. We lost George there. Who should we talk to next? We have a few more minutes left, and then I got to run. I'm going to go to Shane. Shane!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's up?
Nothing much. I haven't been able to call in a while. Work's been in the way, but I'm off today, so I'm going to ask you a question. There we go. I don't know if you'd even want to answer this, but so the On Cinema thing, how you have Joe Estev as a part of it, which is awesome. But it seems at first he thought it was, you know, what it's supposed to be. It's a talk show about movies. And then there were some times where it looks like he was aware of what was going on. And then even after that, there were moments where it looks like he's still kind of thinking it's something real. What's his extent of knowing the deal?
He's all in.
He's all in, so he's just a really fucking good actor, I guess.
That's right.
That's awesome.
He's great.
Really cool.
We love Joe, and I love working with him. He's a good gentleman, good guy. We, you know, didn't know too much about him when we had him on first, and then we got to just like him. And he's so good at playing the president, isn't he?
He's brilliant at playing the president.
He's like,
but
I think he's a great, in the Decker world, I think he's like this great centering kind of, I don't know, straight man or something for the show that is very different and special. And he's so good. He comes prepared. He's good energy. Good.
That's good.
Nice guy. And we love
nothing
Joe.
Nothing like Greg.
No. Rotten
no.
man.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Shane. I got to run.
Talk about him. Thanks.
Finn with the Roy Scheider. Finn.
Finn with the Roy Scheider. Finn.
Can you mute your stream?
Oh, well, I'm going to mute the stream. Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
From Calgary, Canada.
All right. We've been all American today, I believe. Oh, no, we had New Zealand earlier. We've gone to far-flung places, but not today so much. But here we are in Canada.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that I loved your talking Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, thank you.
That was amazing. That was so. It was so in the Dylan spirit.
Well, thanks. I'm a big fan, as you guys know, and I every once in a while, if it makes sense for me to inhabit that character, or you know, to do that parody of him, that it's just fun for me generally.
It's fun for all of us too, I think. I mean,
I read the news this morning or the yesterday morning, and just I actually went down to my studio because a couple years ago, I had done this sort of as a learning technique with my studio. I did a little cover of "I Shall Be Released," I try to get it to sound as close to the original as possible. It's just a way for me to kind of practice studio and stuff. So I was going to put that out, and I listened to it, and I was like, this isn't that good, and it's not that interesting or anything, so what? And so then I just started playing, and I started thinking about how he would react to the news. And then so then this morning, I think hopefully I'll get it done today and maybe put it out tomorrow, but I'm doing like a Highway 61 era version of that song. So I've got
like the electric. So when version. He goes electric, can he?
So, okay. You know, it goes a little like,
so good.
What's the first line? I said, woke up this morning and I got the news. You know, like that shit where he's really on amphetamines and he's just, like,
yeah.
I don't want your praise anymore. I figured out what's going on there is because when he's in the studio, I was reading about this. He's not, he doesn't wear headphones. The room is pretty live. You know, there's not like a lot of isolation going on. So he's like really like trying to sing over the rock band that's in the room. So you get
well,
and he's always laughing at himself too. Like, he's got that sort of like, he's the most clever guy. You know what I mean? Like,
Definitely.
He's killing himself with his you know, clever witticisms.
Well, you watch that Don't Look Back movie. Those scenes where
have you heard the
he's just bullying people basically. But.
Yeah, I know. But have you heard the bootleg series, the latest one, The Cutting Edge? You know.
Oh yes.
So there's lots of him going. You know, they're like, "Hey Bob, what's the name of this song? What's the name of the song, man?"
Yeah.
Let's call this one "Accountant Blues." Let's call this "Long Time Gone." You know, he's like killing himself.
It's amazing.
I love him, but he's hilarious too. You know.
Me too. Yeah.
All right, brother. Good talking.
Well, I love you, man.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the great work.
Look out for the Highway 61 version maybe coming.
Will
this
do.
Weekend. All right. Thanks, Finn. Thanks, everybody. What a wonderful world. Wonderful world. We've got a wonderful world. We got wonderful world. I got wonderful world we live in. It's a wonderful world that we live in, folks. We'll talk next week. Have a great weekend. I want to get into so much. I didn't get into anything today. Didn't talk about anything I wanted to. Get the new Lemon Twigs album out now and get everything going for me. Go to check me out in Austin, Festival Supreme. Giggle Man will be there. And we're going to have a great party in my house. Every day. Every day is a blessing.